What happens when two farmers sit down to talk about food labels? It's A Tale of Two Tables, featuring Val and Nate.
Talking about food choices and how sometimes you kind of think outside the box or maybe step outside your comfort zone a bit. How much do labels play into that for you?
Honestly, I probably don't look at the labels enough. Or do I understand what all the ingredients are that are inside of them? Sometimes I think that concerns me because we should be more educated upon what we're eating or what we're serving our children, but there's a whole another realm to it that even as a food producer, growing up on a farm where you produce food, you don't think of all the processes that go through to put that in a package and have it end up as the final product that you take home to your kids.
You know, as a mother, I have a little boy who has to follow a special diet. Sometimes it's so overwhelming even for me, and I have a pretty good grasp of what each of those things mean. But what worries me the most is how much of the label is marketing and how much of that label actually means nothing when it comes to the quality of the food and what's actually in the product. I really struggle with trying to help people understand more about what those words mean because it changes so rapidly. Like what is all natural? You know, well, I'm sorry, but if it's in a grocery store and you're purchasing it and it has some sort of nutritional value, you know, somewhere down the line it had to have been natural or it should be considered somewhat natural. But if you're talking about a candy bar, well, is that all natural? And even if it was, does that make it better for you? So I sometimes really struggle with trying to figure out exactly what those words mean and who gets to decide for my family what I should be buying for them.
Yeah. A lot of them are fads. You know, it's the latest and greatest terminology that somebody's come up with out there, and even placing that label on something like gluten-free, something that would never have gluten in it, but they claim that it's gluten-free. Yeah, it is misleading.
Definitely. And that's one of the things that I appreciate having, you know, farmers and ranchers who are willing to be out there and talking about what they do and how they grow food to try to combat some of that misinformation that's out there.
This has been A Tale of Two Tables, brought to you by On Your Table.